This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Remember Winger?
Oh, that's a good one.
I'm just going to read a text I got today.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, get ready. Buckle up. Please keep all hands and arms inside the vehicle at all times. It's going to be a wild ride on Dana and Parks this afternoon.
This one came to me at 1:10 this afternoon from Dana Leanne. Right. Or whatever your middle
name
is.
She goes by many names.
Whatever your middle name is today.
I did say that out loud, didn't I? Sorry about that. The toilet clogged, and I have no plunger. I just spent an hour knee-deep in.
It was a big-ass boom.
Was it a nine-wig boom-boom?
It might have been 10, Scott.
Okay. B has a flat tire. She's in Lawrence. My headphones are missing. I lost an hour of my life today doing that blank training. I have a hernia. Will likely need surgery. This day can seriously go, and I cannot read another word after that.
Have you just ever had one of those days? Literally and figuratively, it was blank. That was my day today. But the car is towed. That was my immediate concern. In the middle of all that, and we're going to make this a topic for you all tomorrow, and there is a serious reason why. Amanda and what was his name, Scott? I'm sorry.
No, it was
oh, what was his name?
Amelia and Jerry.
No, her name was Elise.
Elise, that's right, Elise.
I don't care.
His name. Creepy McCreepy.
Started with a J.
I think it's
Daryl. Daryl,
you're right, Daryl. Yes.
Daryl and Elise were my last straw. For any of you who have had to take the important yet gigantic waste of time that is mandatory sexual harassment training, we are going to have a conversation about the way this training should be done and the way in so many corporations it is being done. And if you can think of the worst soap opera acting you have ever witnessed back from the 70s, right? Take it down 10,000 notches and then make this mandatory. Hold, please.
Daryl, we're good friends. And you're a great guy. But let's just stay friends.
Come on, friends have dinner together.
I'll get back to you.
Okay.
Simmer down, Daryl.
There is an hour of my life that I'm not going to get back.
Oh, that's only the second time he hits on her.
He hits on her like 96 times in this training video that really toward the end of the video, you're like, can we just kill him?
You know, these videos, this training is not for those of us that are more mature. And
it's important. But Dan,
worked in the workplace
what I want to say about this is sexual harassment happens. It is serious.
It is
Companies
serious.
Should take it seriously.
Yep.
We should all be educated about it. That is not the way to do it, where we are all screaming that this is a waste of time. You can no longer, by the way, fast forward through the videos. And if you try to just click through the answers, it will no longer let you do that. It will say, we need you to spend some more time thinking about Daryl's relationship with Elise.
I did that. I tried to fast forward, and it said, we think you would be better served spending a little bit more time on this page.
I think I would be better served having an actual sexual harassment expert come in and talk to all of us about what does this really look like in the workplace and what are real life cases and lawsuits right here in Kansas City where this happened.
There was a page that had 9 words on it that made me study the page for 90 seconds. That's 10 seconds per word. What reading level do you think I'm at?
It's not for us. It's for
the lawyers to check off a box, Dan. It's not even that. It's so that corporate, and I don't even just mean our corporation. Mm-hmm. It's so that corporations everywhere can check the box that, hey, we made them watch these videos.
Agreed.
My point is, it is a serious subject matter that we do need to learn about. So why not do it in a way that we would take away something from it, we would learn something, it would be educational.
So,
dare I say, it could be entertaining if you do it correctly. That's not the way to do it.
Back in the day, they used to fly, when we were a much smaller company, they would fly the HR lady to every market. I think we had like 10 or 11 markets at the time. Now we have way more than that. And we would be brought in like groups of 10 or 11, and we would sit in a conference room. And she would go over the, when you, I feel, would you, when you do this, I feel violated, would you stop?
And we've gotten a lot of mileage out of that.
And you had, at the end of every class, you had to sign a piece of paper that said you took the class, and that was their CYA, that you had been versed in racial and sexual harassment.
You probably complained about that too then.
No, we laughed about it because it lasted for like 15 minutes. It wasn't a huge chunk of your day. Here I am at home, and it said it takes 25 minutes.
No.
Garbage. It was like 35 minutes. And, you guys are complaining about this?
I'm complaining because it's something obvious that needs to be done. And the horrible acting. And then also, Scott, to your point, in the videos that we were forced to watch today,
there's a lot of dead space.
The Daryl character, let's just role play this one, please, Scott. At one point, he puts a note in this woman's bag.
Here's my number.
And she goes, Daryl, what are you doing?
That's my number, just in case you ever want to call it, or maybe you want to text me some night.
I feel like you're making, Daryl, I feel
Daryl's
like
a creep.
We just need to be friends, Daryl.
Friends go to dinner.
And then she looks at the camera and she goes, I just don't know what to do.
Yeah, it was the breaking the fourth wall that really did it for me. What do you think?
Okay, I'm going to tell you what I think.
See, that's not what it was for me. It was the wasted time between Elise and her manager or coworker, whatever she was, where they're just talking about, don't spoil this TV show for me. I mean, it's just wasted time.
Oh, but please. Do you think that others process this information the way that you do?
Dan, if you are a sexual harasser, you are not going to take anything away from this video either, period. And then dare I say, if you are a survivor or you have been down this road, and there was a little line at the beginning that said this could be triggering for some people. It's triggering because it is the worst corporate video I have ever watched in my life. If you're a harasser, you're not going to take anything away from that either.
From the text line 9437 writes, I actually pick up some dating tips and icebreakers when I watch our ethics videos at work.
Oh, my. That is not the purpose here.
Oh, boy.
Hold, please, because I have a suggestion.
The digital videos, digital security videos, are much better.
Oh, it even...
What do you think? Do I, A, stab myself in the eyeball with a fork? B, stab myself in the eyeball with a dull serrated knife? Mm. Or C, report it to my manager that I'm going to stab myself in both eyes with dull serrated objects?
C.
I'm going to go with C.
The other thing is, you get a diploma at the end of this thing. I don't want a diploma in how to behave appropriately at work.
Oh, I printed mine off.
If you need a diploma...
Wait, did the two of you just say you printed it off?
Oh, God.
I printed mine off.
Sam.
You have completely sold your soul.
You know, in case they ask, did you complete the training? I've got the diploma right
here. I took a picture of it, and I sent one to Alan and one to you.
I saw that. Thank you.
Well, I sent you a picture with my diploma.
With the middle finger pointed at it.
It was, but it was the diploma.
That's not very corporate of you.
Here's what we're going to do. I have a longtime friend who is an attorney.
Okay.
And she launched a company to talk to businesses and employees about why this stuff is actually serious and why we should all be paying attention to it in a way that does not make us feel like we're 7 years old, right?
Is it Spradlin?
She could not come on the program today because she's in the middle of actual sexual harassment training. I said, oh my gosh, can you come on tomorrow? Like, just tell us some real things that have happened here, like in Kansas City, real case studies.
Okay.
Not, what do you think, Elise? Want to go out after dinner and have a beer?
He said a couple drinks.
Oh, it was the way that it opened, too. Daryl has finally worked up the courage to ask Elise out on a date.
I mean, these D-list soap opera actors have bills to pay, too.
I'm not going, this was not D, Dan. This was not D.
This was F.
How many letters are there in the alphabet? It went way deep. Anyway, we're going to try to get her on the program tomorrow because I'm not complaining because I don't think it's important. I'm complaining because I do think it's important.
Well, now that we've addressed the sexual harassment side of things, what happened in your bathroom?
Wow. You're really
You like that transition?
While I was taking that god-awful training, the toilet clogged.
It was
a big-ass boom.
Wait, you were watching the training while you were on the toilet?
Well, it forced you to take like 4.5-minute breaks and to think about your answer. So I, you know,
perfect time for a break.
All I'm saying is it's important that everyone has a plunger.
It's a good place to do some thinking.
At their disposal. Is there anything worse than when the water is rising?
No, that's anxiety inducing. And you're thinking, don't break the seal. Don't break the seal.
Surprised you didn't drop the computer in there.
That was my day.
I mean, you feel like you're rolling the dice at a casino. You're like,
please don't.
Is it going to catch at some point and it's all going down, or am I cleaning up the floor too?
Let me ask you this. Between a cat gagging and almost throwing up all over your brand new couch and the toilet water rising, which makes the average American move faster?
Move faster or get more anxiety?
Both.
Okay, more anxiety is the toilet water going up.
Mm-hmm.
Move faster is the cat.
Most definitely, because moving quickly is not going to stop the toilet water rising issue.
What are you
going
to do to get the toilet water to go down? You just sit there and you're like, God, do you like me today or not?
Dan, I reached down and I turned off the water.
That's right. You got to reach around and turn off the thing.
Really?
You did a reach around?
He did. Went to the hardware store. Oh, my gosh. When you make me take that training, I feel triggered because it's so stupid. Would you stop asking me to take that training?
We will get to that in the 3 o'clock hour of the program.
Okay.
All right. 913-586-7798. Dan Weinbaum, Sam Stevie the Third, Dana Wright. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Before we get to the story out of Overland Park, I found this one on the USA Today. And I'll skip over the ones that none of us have ever heard of, but it's the 10 classic movies that never won an Oscar.
That you will be so surprised.
Right. Now, some of them, like The Great Dictator from 1940 with Charlie Chaplin, I've never even heard of it.
Huge hit.
Okay.
I've never seen it
either. Super quiet.
No, it's actually his first movie with sound.
I believe we call those talkies.
Talkies, that's right.
Nice.
They actually put that one at number one. From 1946, It's a Wonderful Life, never won an Oscar. Psycho, 1960, never won an Oscar.
It's crazy that Norman Bates did not win an Oscar.
One of my favorites from 1971, A Clockwork Orange, never won an Oscar. That is a great movie. Field of Dreams, never won an Oscar.
Not James Earl Jones.
What about Kevin Costner?
Absolutely.
This one is going to blow your socks off. Did not win an Oscar from 1994. Would you care to guess? 1994. Nobody in this movie won an Oscar.
This one makes me so upset.
One of the greatest movies of all time.
Not tell me Shawshank Redemption.
I won't tell you that, but it is.
You've got to be kidding me.
Shawshank Redemption went 0-7 at the Oscars.
Ask 100 people their top five movies. I bet you it appears in 75% or more.
Mm-hmm.
And if you give people like multiple choice, it would be 100%.
Would you care to guess which movie it kept losing to?
Yeah, tell me, please.
Think 1994.
Oh, I have no idea.
Think Tom Hanks.
Don't tell me You've Got Mail.
Forrest Gump.
Oh.
Kept losing to Forrest Gump.
That was a tough year to submit anything for an award.
Shawshank doesn't get one. Morgan Freeman in that movie.
I feel like if you were Shawshank up against Forrest Gump, you'd be like, can we submit this for next year?
Or hold off on the release.
Yeah. From KMBC Channel 9, quote, it's such a violating feeling.
Oh, God, this is crazy.
The daughter of homeowners whose home was ransacked and burglarized at 164th and Birch in Overland Park fears sharing her identity. She doesn't want the suspects to return. One break-in, she says, is scary enough. They were dressed head to toe in black. They wore worker utility vests. On Saturday morning, the suspects smashed a deck door and turned the home inside out. In every room, drawers were empty. Contents were scattered. Valuables like jewelry and designer handbags taken. The thieves also stole the homeowner's social security cards. They were in the home for roughly 3 hours, according to video timelines recorded by neighbors. Then they left in a white car parked in a nearby cul-de-sac. Quoting here, they were professionals. This was planned. They had to be watching my parents for weeks. Who else is going to break in on a Saturday morning when they knew my parents would be at work? Overland Park police agree. This was most likely a targeted burglary.
Yeah, listen to this. Most burglars don't come through Overland Park and say, I'll pick this house, right? Mm-hmm. It this is according to police. It seems like they had knowledge of the home, or I would also offer, Scott, knowledge of something they believed to be in the home.
Then why would they ransack every room? Because if they knew where they were going.
It's almost like they thought something was in the home, but they didn't know where it was, whether that's gold bars or, whatever it was.
But every home has some jewelry in it and some valuables.
Did you say the homeowners were more mature, older, more seasoned?
I believe they were older in age, yes.
Well, that would be why they would ransack the entire home, because older generations have a tendency to hide money in very random places, taped to the top of drawers or the bottom of drawers, pardon me, between plates, things like that.
He says in recent months, burglars have been disguising themselves as Amazon workers, construction workers.
Utility workers.
Or utility workers.
Yep.
No suspects in custody. Did you also, I don't know if you read this or not, but I did earlier. They were in the home, was it 3 hours?
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to ask, what were they looking for?
Anything and everything would be my guess. See, you're not in there for 3 hours if you know exactly where you're going.
I think you're in there 3 hours if you know exactly the item or items you're looking for and you cannot find it.
Well, how would they know?
Sort of like with the high-end athlete.
You're talking about the Mahomes, burglaries. Kelce burglaries.
I believe in some of those cases, not necessarily the ones here, there were workers that had been in the home prior that knew the layout, knew where to find the safe.
But those guys were in and out in relatively short order.
That's what's so different about this one. They didn't have 3 hours.
They weren't in Kelce's home for 3 hours, even though they knew he was gone for longer than 3 hours. Same thing with Mahomes.
Well, but they do have security in front of their homes who might get suspicious and check up on things. Keep in mind, though, the police are expecting that they watched this home for weeks. So if they watched this home every single Saturday and knew that this couple left for 5 hours, they knew for a fact when that car pulled out of the driveway, all right, we have 5 hours. 3.5 should be safe.
Stealing the homeowner's social security cards.
Yeah, what's that about? Unless they're going to try to steal their identity.
It's a good way to be found.
Scott, I don't know. The 3-hour timeline throws me off. Because how many burglars do you know?
That are that gutsy?
That are, like, we're not only going to go in there. We're going to go in there and camp out for 3 hours. Might make myself a sandwich.
I don't know if I'm going to have time. Maybe make some tea.
And I'll tell you this, sadly, you see someone with worker vest on in your neighborhood, like 99.9% of homeowners are not going to call somebody and be like, are you supposed to have workers at your house today?
Here's where they messed up. The problem is they parked a white van in a nearby cul-de-sac.
Yep.
then walked over to the home in their vests. If I'm, and I am a nosy neighbor until I leave for work every day, if I see somebody walking around a neighbor's house in a utility vest and there's no, you know, Evergy truck or whatever kind of utility truck.
You're not going to notice that, though, Scott. You might see a worker. You're not going to go, now, where is that man's van?
Yes, I would.
I don't think you would.
913-586-7798. The top line of the story is the most true. It just feels so violating.
Oh, I wouldn't go back to that house. I'm out.
913-586-7798. Sam Stevie, Dana Wright, Scott Parks, KMBZ.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Odyssey celebrates St. Patrick's Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up at some point on the show, Scott, what is Chiefs derangement syndrome? CDS, it is a rare but serious condition.
There's only one treatment.
For losers.
Help is on the way. We will explain Chiefs derangement syndrome in one of the funniest, most clever videos we have seen in a very long time.
They have crafted a medication that can take care of it.
Yeah, they have.
Gisele Bündchen has given birth to her third baby, her first with her new boyfriend.
Good.
A federal judge in New York has appointed a death penalty expert to the defense team of Luigi Mangione, the man accused of gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson in Midtown Manhattan. One of the federal charges, murder through the use of a firearm, makes the 26-year-old Mangione eligible for the death penalty if convicted. Judge Catherine Parker approving the appointment. He's an expert, this attorney. Abraham Markowitz is an expert in capital cases. Okay. Mangione has pleaded not guilty to the 11 charges in the indictment, including first-degree murder in furtherance of terrorism.
Case I want to talk about for a little while that just hits home and upsets me and makes me angry and for all of the obvious reasons here. An investigator is calling for action on a 30-year-old cold case the missing and we know to be murdered Iowa television news anchor who was kidnapped from the parking lot in Iowa of her television station. Okay.
What was her name?
Never to be seen again. Jody, who's in Truett? Listen to this. An Iowa private investigator is asking a judge to unseal a search warrant in relation to the disappearance of a Mason City TV anchor 30 years ago. It was June 1995. Scott, you remember this? She was supposed to anchor the morning news, never showed up. And then when they found her car, if memory serves, her door was open and her makeup was scattered everywhere. So she was like the morning news anchor there.
I believe that was featured on Unsolved Mysteries as well, the new version.
The producers and everybody were like, where's Jody? Like, never missed a day of work, right? And, you know, news starts at 5 a.m. back then.
She just doesn't show up. Yeah.
So I think they sent a producer or somebody over to check on her. She has never been seen since. So listen to this. Attorneys for an investigator by the name of Steve Ridge have filed a motion asking for a search warrant from 2017 to be unsealed. The warrant was for cars belonging to a man named John Van Sice, who is named as a person of interest, as well as his wife. Yeah. Ridge says Van Sice died in December of 2024. He just died. Listen to this. Quote, I think it's time to lift this cloud of suspicion. Authorities have stated publicly, read into this what you want, that the warrant, quote, did not pan out. Well, keep in mind, Scott, they wanted to search cars that wouldn't have even been here. This was 30. How many people still have a car that was around 30 years ago? It's a very small number.
I've had seven cars in the last 30 years.
So let's say he's a person of interest. What harm does it do to unseal those warrants? Number one, he's dead.
But he's still presumed innocent.
When you're dead?
Well, are you not? Are you presumed guilty when you die?
If I was a member of his family, I would say unseal it. We don't have anything to hide. He's dead. You can't slander or defame a dead man.
That's true.
How has it been 30 years and they just never,
I don't know,
ever were able to figure out what happened to that
woman?
And
they never found her body either, did
they?
No. Yeah.
So sad.
A blind man in Indiana.
Are we really going to go down this road?
Really going to go down this road?
Do you want me to put it?
Is that a jinx or
jinx? You owe me a Coke.
Wow.
Now go ahead.
No, I don't think we should.
No, go ahead.
A blind man. You don't think we should, or you do? I can skip the story.
If a blind man, Sam, falls down in the woods, is he still blind?
Does he actually fall down in the woods? Coming up after this story, we're going to talk about religion and then abortion.
Okay,
go ahead.
I want to hear this story.
A blind man in Indiana is calling for common sense gun laws after he was allowed to get a concealed carry permit. Mm-hmm. Terry Sutherland, who is blind as a bat, says he got his concealed carry permit to try to spark conversation about reasonable gun legislation. So he went in to prove a point. And he did.
With a cane.
He was using his white cane when he went to the city county building to get fingerprinted for the permit. And he says he spoke with several people who knew that he was indeed blind.
Okay.
Quoting here from Mr. Sutherland, it just went very smoothly and normally, and nobody seemed to think anything about it. It was mind-boggling. It shocked me more than I expected. I thought at the last second somebody would go, wait a minute. That did not happen. Now, Sutherland says the fact that he was able to get his concealed carry permit highlights a problem with Indiana's gun laws. You think constitutional carry allows anyone in the state over 18 to carry a gun in public, concealed or not, without a license? Sutherland's solution is something that some other states already do. People would have to pass a competency test at a gun range before being allowed to carry a gun in public.
I'm going to ask what seems like a rhetorical question. It is not. Mm-hmm. Do you have the right to conceal and carry a firearm if you do not have eyesight? If you cannot see at all, I don't know what the rules say, Scott. I'm not blind, nor am I a gun owner. I have no idea.
I think there are some really, I want to choose my words carefully, pro-Second Amendment people who would say the Constitution does not say that you have to be sighted to bear arms. I would also argue that that document was drafted almost 250 years ago, and there were no cars at the time. I do not believe you're allowed to drive a car if you're blind.
You cannot pass the vision test. That is one of the prerequisites before getting into the vehicle, and the phones are ringing. What's next?
We're not looking to take calls on this. I don't know how many blind gun owners that are listening out there.
Zero. The answer is zero.
Any issue with... you live your life, and I'll live my life.
Well, I don't want to live in a world where blind people are allowed to carry guns. No offense to the blind.
I think I'd rather a blind person have a gun than a stupid person.
What if they're blind and stupid?
Ooh. Now you
double
got
whammy.
Me.
Double
now
whammy.
Now you got me.
And here we go again. Lawmakers in North Dakota have passed a bill that will end daylight saving time.
Here we go.
For the entire state and force a permanent standard time. The North Dakota House voted 55-37 to send the bill to the Senate. It does not change any time zone lines. There is a time zone that goes through the middle of North Dakota. According to the supporters of the bill, there is growing interest in ending spring forward and fall back time rules every year. Some of the reasons for getting rid of it include having more daylight in the morning and not having to readjust sleeping patterns. So this would stay at fall back.
I get confused every time we talk about this.
Well, when they say more sunlight in the morning, that would be fall back. Am I correct? Because you fall back, therefore the sun comes up a little bit earlier.
Yeah.
Than it would be if you sprung forward.
That would make sense.
Okay. Can you bear arms if your arms are amputated from the text line?
Really?
I knew someone was going to ask that the minute you started talking about bearing arms. My God.
Opponents of the bill argue that moving to permanent daylight saving time would be better. However, federal law prohibits that.
There's some other text that we probably can't read.
Okay. I got my trigger toe ready.
Really?
I know my rat.
Daylight saving time was originally followed in the United States in 1918.
They do say justice is blind.
Okay. All right. Get out.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Somebody says on the text line, I've been to countries in the Middle East that don't have daylight saving time. The sun will be high at 4 o'clock in the morning, blazing hot at 0500. In the winter, it is pitch black by 4:30. Well, maybe we can find...
Oh, I don't like that at all.
In the winter, it would... Well, Dana, that's the way it is right now. When, you know, on December 21st, the shortest day of the year, yeah. You'll recall it was dark outside at 4:30. Yeah. I mean, I'd prefer we spring forward and keep that one, whatever that is. Thank you, North Dakota, for leading the charge. Too much of a good thing apparently is a bad thing. Forget this from the New York Post. Forget fear of missing out. The latest anxiety-inducing trend is FOBO, or fear of a better option.
Oh, I like that.
In other words, people are constantly ruminating on the what if. Patrick McGinnis, an author and a venture capitalist, who coined the term FOBO, described the phenomenon as the anxiety that something better will come along.
Like you shouldn't make plans to do A because you don't want to be left out of B?
Or don't date A because...
Because if something better comes up,
Lady B or Guy B might come along. He described the phenomenon as the anxiety that something better will come along, which makes it undesirable to commit to existing choices when making a decision. It is so serious that he has labeled it the evil brother of FOMO. This specifically refers to decisions where there are perfectly acceptable options in front of us, yet we struggle to choose just one. An affliction of abundance, he says.
Which is, by the way, not a good sign in the professional world, in your personal life, all of the above. Just pick one.
Maybe the best option is literally the one sitting right in front of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have a friend of mine who says, never live in the what if. You have to live in the what is.
So don't think, what if the Chiefs win the Super Bowl? Just be thankful
that they are in the Super Bowl.
Are there, mm-hmm. and they have won twice.
Well, I think normally he uses it in a different way, but for example,
that's how I read it.
The doctor calls you with some concerning test results, and they need you to come back in. Don't go to the what if. Stay in the what is.
Now, what if those test results tell you that...
The what is they're trying to kill me and there's something wrong. That is the what is.
Your doctor is trying to kill you?
Yes. You are. It is bad. We need you to call us. That is a horrible example.
We do have that story in the stack.
That is a horrible example.
Oh, the guy with the brain tumor?
Yeah.
Yeah. Bad. What if the diagnosis is Chiefs derangement syndrome?
I think that is the diagnosis, Sam, unless you live here.
Has football got you down? Are you experiencing uncontrollable rage every time Patrick Mahomes makes a play? Are you screaming the league is rigged before the game even starts? Do you have an irrational, unexplained hatred for pop stars? If so, you may be suffering from a rare but serious condition called Chiefs derangement syndrome. But don't worry, help is here. Introducing Krylenol, the first FDA-approved treatment for Chiefs derangement syndrome, or CDS. Krylenol works fast to help you accept reality that maybe the Chiefs are just better. Patrick Mahomes is inevitable. The refs don't miss the call. Your team's just undisciplined. And Andy Reid is simply better than your head coach. With Krylenol, you'll finally be able to enjoy football again, even if it means watching the Chiefs win the Super Bowl again. Side effects may include accepting Mahomes as the GOAT, refraining from tweeting hashtag NFL is rigged, developing a sudden respect for Travis Kelce, reduced blood pressure when Taylor Swift appears on screen, and an uncontrollable urge to watch Super Bowl highlights. Do not take Krylenol if you're a lifelong Bills, Bengals, or Raiders fan. Side effects may be irreversible. Ask your doctor if Krylenol is right for you. Get back to loving football again. Krylenol. Because the Chiefs aren't going anywhere, and neither is your pain.
Have they put out the map yet?
How great is that?
Of which states are cheering for which teams?
It's all of the states not cheering for us, except us.
In fact, because the Eagles have also been good the last few years, they have put the map out. There's a little tiny dot that's green. There's a little tiny dot that's red. And everything else is gray, not watching.
Okay.
Which we all know is not going to be the truth.
Hang on. I'm looking it up here. Which states are cheering for which teams in the Super Bowl?
I guarantee you it's 99% against the Chiefs.
Now you're in.
Well, no, I am tired of fighting it because everywhere you turn, it's an extreme irrational dislike for our team. Irrational.
You didn't believe Sam and me when we told you that about 2 months ago.
Like, when did this start? This awfulness against everybody here. And they were
it
like,
is hatred.
Where's
maybe you need a prescription for Krylenol.
That's right. They hate us.
Because
they
hate
us. That's right.
Okay. When was this?
By the way, Dana, just saw your repost about Chris Stapleton doing the national anthem.
So
was that
good.
Last year or the year before?
That was the one in Vegas.
So
nope. Go back. That was the other one, I think.
Would you want to ever do the national anthem again after that performance? Because you know you can't live up to it.
Yeah, I don't think anyone can live up to the Stapleton performance. I really don't.
The performer this year is Kendrick Lamar, right?
He's the halftime performer.
That's what I
yes.
meant, the halftime.
Yeah.
Who's doing the national anthem?
Baptiste? John?
Chappelle Roan?
Baptiste. John Baptiste. That is who is doing it.
I'm going to show my age. I don't even know who that is.
He is an American musician, composer, and TV personality.
Good.
He is 38 years old.
Oh, by the way, Your Honor.
I told you. I hate saying I told you, but I told you.
Oh, when he kicks the juror off the jury.
Are you almost done?
We're getting close.
Okay.
I was on the edge of my seat last night.
It is
so good.
I think Bryan Cranston is one of the greatest actors of our time.
I didn't know that he was on Seinfeld.
Ooh, I don't remember that.
Not a lot.
I'm not saying
just
he wasn't.
Just a couple guest appearances. Yeah. But I was watching some Seinfeld bloopers this morning on Reels, and one of them was Jerry Seinfeld and Cranston. And he's very funny, But in Your Honor, it's a very serious movie. He's a judge. Wow. Finally, last night, I'm like, turn it off. We're going to bed. I cannot watch another episode. Dan has a news coming up in just a moment. Don't forget to check out our podcast. You can find the Dana Parks podcast anytime you want, anywhere you go. Just go to KMBZ.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.